Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Picture Book of Natural Wonders, a gift book for Alzheimer's patients and seniors with dementia, is a compact visual gift book from Sunny Street Books. It belongs to the broader category of picture books for older adults, but it is designed with a specific readership in mind, seniors who may have Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or general difficulty managing dense text. The book presents high-resolution photographs of natural wonders from around the world, paired with simple identifying captions that name each place and location. Its purpose is not to teach in depth or offer a conventional narrative, but to create a calm, dignified reading experience centered on image recognition, quiet attention, and gentle conversation. The minimal text and lightweight format reflect a deliberate rejection of both childish presentation and the strain of adult books that are visually or cognitively demanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a visual-first design built around global natural landmarks. The core structure of the book is its sequence of photographs of natural wonders from different parts of the world. Rather than relying on extended explanation, it lets the images carry most of the experience. This matters because the book is not trying to simulate a travel guide or encyclopedia entry. Its value comes from offering recognizable, striking scenes that can hold attention even when reading comprehension is limited. The inclusion of place names and locations gives each image enough context to make it meaningful without overwhelming the reader. That balance is important in dementia-oriented books, where too much text can become a barrier. By keeping the presentation simple, the book allows readers to focus on visual appreciation, memory association, and the pleasure of turning pages. The format also supports repeated use, since the same images can feel newly discovered on different occasions. Secondly, minimal text is a cognitive support strategy. One of the book's most defining features is its restraint with language. The captions are short, functional, and descriptive, which reduces the cognitive load that often makes reading difficult for people with dementia or advanced age-related fatigue. This design choice is not just aesthetic, it is practical. Long paragraphs can create frustration, interrupt concentration, and shift the reader away from the calming effect of the images. Minimal text makes the book easier to hold in mind from page to page, and reduces the risk of disorientation. It also leaves room for caregivers or family members to use the book flexibly, adding their own conversation if desired. In that sense, the text functions as an anchor rather than a lesson. The book follows a pattern common to the best dementia-friendly materials: preserve enough structure to support engagement, but remove anything that might feel demanding, childish, or overly explanatory. Thirdly, dignity-centered publishing for older adults with memory loss. Sunny Street Books positions this title within a larger philosophy of respectful publishing for seniors with dementia. The emphasis is on avoiding the patronizing tone that often appears in books intended for older adults, especially when those books are simplified too aggressively or resemble children's products. Here, the photographs are presented as adult, attractive images rather than as therapy material or educational drills. That distinction matters because dignity is not only a moral concern, it also affects how likely someone is to accept and enjoy the book. A reader who feels infantilized may reject the experience, while a reader who feels respected may stay engaged longer. The book's polished presentation supports the idea that cognitive decline does not remove a person's right to beauty, quality design, or a mature visual environment. This approach makes the book useful not just as a pastime, but as a small tool for preserving self-respect during a vulnerable period. Fourthly, a caregiving aid for calm connection and low-pressure interaction. The book is best understood as a shared activity rather than a solitary reading challenge. Caregivers, spouses, and family members can use it to create brief moments of calm or to open a gentle conversation. Because the pages are visually rich and the text is minimal, the book does not require sustained memory, complex interpretation, or the ability to follow a plot. That makes it suitable for short interactions, especially when a loved one is restless, withdrawn, or easily fatigued. The photographs can prompt simple responses, such as recognition, wonder, or recollection, even if those responses are brief. This is one reason the book fits the broader literature on dementia-friendly engagement. It does not try to correct or test the reader. Instead, it offers an experience that can be revisited without pressure. In practical terms, this makes it a useful gift for families looking for a calm activity that is easy to introduce and easy to repeat. Lastly, a niche response to the limits of standard adult photo books and children's books. The book fills a gap between two formats that often fail older readers with dementia. Many children's picture books are too juvenile in tone, while many adult photography books are too large, heavy, or text-heavy for comfortable use. This title attempts to solve both problems at once by combining mature visual content with a light, easy-to-handle format. That positioning is a major part of its identity. It is not competing with general coffee table books on scale or scholarly detail, and it is not competing with children's books on narrative playfulness. Instead, it targets a specific intersection of usability, respect, and visual interest. The result is a book that is easy to gift because it communicates care without announcing illness. Its lack of explicit dementia references inside the pages also helps it function as a normal-looking gift object, which can matter in sensitive family settings. That practical subtlety is one of its strongest differentiators in the category. In conclusion, this book is best suited for seniors with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, as well as caregivers, spouses, and family members looking for a calm and respectful shared activity. It may also appeal to readers with limited stamina, eyesight, or tolerance for dense text who still enjoy beautiful photography. Its main benefit is not informational depth, but accessible engagement. It offers striking natural images, simple identification captions, and a format that supports brief, low-pressure interaction. That makes it useful for quiet moments, conversation prompts, and repeated browsing without cognitive strain. Compared with similar books, it stands out because it avoids both infantilization and overcomplexity. The photographs are presented in an adult, dignified style, while the text stays sparse enough to remain approachable. It also fits a specific caregiving need that many books miss, giving families a giftable object that feels thoughtful without highlighting illness inside the book itself. In that sense, it is less a conventional picture book than a carefully designed companion for gentle attention and visual comfort. If you would like to support Sunny Street Books, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.